it's always good for the conference, you know, and especially when you know guys. It's good to see them have some success in the tournament, and it's always fun watching them.
Do you know Gary very well? I'm sure you've grown up, you've talked to him. Certainly.
Yeah, I knew Coach Close very well growing up with him being around here and being close to the program. He's a great guy.
What about when Iowa, or when you and I played Iowa State, would you cheer?
Probably neither. I don't. Whoever I have more friends on, maybe, or know more guys.
Matt, I listened to the interview on, was it Yahoo Sports?
Yeah.
Where you said Sunday's performance probably wasn't your best all-around performance. How much pride do you take in the complete game, the assists, rebounds, as well as the points?
A lot. You know, that's what shows what kind of complete player you are. You know, there's a lot of guys who can just shoot the ball and shoot threes, but can't defend or, see the open guy or get in the lane. So that's something I take a lot of pride on, is trying to have a complete game all the time. You know, sometimes it's more points, more assists, more rebounds, but it's always nice to get a good all-around game to help the team out in as many ways possible.
With that said, what do you feel the most significant contribution other than the points you made Sunday to that win?
Probably it's the team defense. You know, I know there's a few times looking back if I missed a couple assignments, but just trying to get my all on defense and keep my guy from scoring or helping out on guys when they help out.
Matt, what's different from Wisconsin, about Wisconsin from the first time you guys played them?
I haven't gotten really into their scout yet, but I know they're playing great. You know, they're ranked pretty similar to what they were last time. You know, after we played them, they kind of went on a few game losing skid, but they've got it right back to where they always have it. And Coach Ryan's been a great job with them, with a lot of great weapons. So it's gonna be a good contest.
Coach Ryan talked about Jordan Taylor being the focal point this week. Can you go into that one?
Yeah, he always is. You know, since he's been there, he's a guy who they expect to make plays at the end of shot clocks. That's what they do. You know, they're gonna take some time and try to waste some clock and make a play at the end, and that's what's tough going against him. You're not going to get as many possessions, but we want to try to speed the tempo up and limit his touches late in the clock.
Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Yeah.
What do you think?
It's all right. I don't know about the hair, but it did all right, I guess.
Do you have a few of these to give to family or anything like that?
No, they haven't given me any yet, so I think my mom's probably going to go crazy try to get some.
How does this team build more consistency? I mean, it seems like there's a good Iowa and a bad Iowa, and you never know which one's going to take the floor.
Yeah, and that's what the really good teams, it seems like they are consistent, and they bring it every night, and that's what we're working on. It shows up in the second half at Penn State and wasn't enough. Then it seemed like we got two halves together last week, Sunday, and were able to get it done. You know, the good teams do that night in and night out. And we're young and trying to figure that out. And we're getting to that point.
Is there a confidence issue? I mean, you guys have beaten some top 20 teams now. Does that help so that they know, the younger guys know what it takes every game to come in and play like that?
I think we had some success earlier in the Big Ten season, and still faced a couple of droughts here and there. But so I think. The confidence I think is there. It's just really, staying engaged, for the full 35 seconds on defense, things like that, and battling through droughts on the offensive end and taking care of the ball and things like that. A recipe for more success.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Gotta ask, what's it been like for you since Sunday night you left here? Just kind of going around, having people see your performance and. I guess maybe take more notice.
Oh, it's been fun, but still have pretty much one thing on my mind, that was Wisconsin after Sunday night. But it's been fun. Different people, cousins, relatives, text me saying they were watching the game, and so it's always funny, getting in contact with people like that.
How many people have been calling you Matty Fresh?
quite a few. My girlfriend keeps calling me it now, so it's a little annoying. But I don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah, let's just.